May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 1132. Where two or three together meet, my love and mercy to repeat, and tell what I have done, there will I be, says God, to bless, and every burdened soul redress, who worships at my throne. 1132.
Us to read from John chapter 11, Gospel of John chapter 11, and we'll read down to verse 46. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then, after that, saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, that is, about 2 miles. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come, and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary, and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. May the Lord bless that portion of his holy word, and may he grant us that true spirit of prayer. Most holy Lord God, we do thank thee that we have been enabled this Sabbath morn to enter into thy courts here below. And as we have entered in, Lord, may it not just merely have been the act of walking over the step into the chapel, but may there have been those true heartfelt desires that with those of old, those Greeks of old, Sir, we would see Jesus, that there may be that desire in our hearts to be blessed, to be favoured, to feed upon the living word, that there may be that desire, even as those upon the Emmaus road, that Jesus himself should draw near and go with us. Our Lord, thou knowest how each one has entered into thy courts this morning. But we do pray that there may have been some that have entered in with that true delight, desire towards the Lord Jesus Christ, that it might be like this. How pleased and blessed was I to hear the people cry, Come, let us seek our Lord today. Come with a cheerful voice and haste to Zion's courts, that we might pay our praise and our honours unto him. And, O Lord, we would desire, as we have entered in, to begin in praise, to glorify thy name, to give thanks unto thee for thy unspeakable gift, the gift of thy dear Son, without which we will have no hope for eternity, without which we cannot come unto thee in prayer. Lord, we do pray thou wilt grant us each that divine holy access in prayer from time to time. Ah, where the hymn tells us, long as they live should Christians, or a Christian should pray, for only while they live they pray. Pray they live. And Lord, that's what we desire, to be praying souls, to have praying souls here this morning. And oh, that it might be said here that prayer was wont to be made. Lord, we plead then that thou would remember each one as they've come in. They've come in bringing before them, we hope, their own burdens, their cases, their concerns, their exercises, their matters. And Lord, there are some perhaps that can feel they can barely walk in with them. Such is the weight, such is the burden that they carry. Others perhaps are light-footed and there's nothing to concern them, nothing at all. Or when they come in and go out, because actually Swavesey Chapel is where they attend and that's it. Oh Lord, we pray if there's any like that, that have come in and this is the act that they go through as a normal step on a Sabbath morning and evening. Oh Lord, stir them up. Work within them that they might desire to know something of the Lord Jesus, that they don't just come and sit and enjoy the service in that outward sense or seeing others here in a social sense, but that the reality is that there is that desire to come and worship him, to come and see yon lovely man. Oh, but also that they will be enabled to see yet that just how filthy and vile and wretched and undone they are. For that is it, Lord. The teaching is of thee, that those poor souls will desire thee. It's the poor and the feeble and the weak and the hopeless and the feeling to be lost, Lord. They're the ones that will be on the stretch for a blessing. They're the ones that will be beseeching of thee that thou wouldest come and truly bless them and grant them just a crumb. Oh, they'd love a crumb, Lord. They're not looking for a feast. In that sense, a crumb is a feast for them. Oh, a crumb of mercy. Lord, I crave, unworthy to be fed. Oh, Lord, do descend. We beg and feed such poor souls. If there's been one that's entered in pleading that, Lord. Oh, we pray that thy mercy will be shown to them and they will have that crumb of mercy. And Lord, they will go away feeling that the Lord has spoken to them and having a hope in thee. Oh, we do pray, Lord, thou wilt remember then the dear friends. Thou knowest what place they are in, Lord. Thou knowest what they're in need of this Lord's day. Thou knowest exactly where they are. Oh, do appear, dear Jesus, and do come, and do grant that we shall worship thee. Ah, we call it divine worship, Lord, but it's only divine if thy sweet presence is known. If there is, Lord, that gale of grace to blow up and down the pews here, if there is that feeling and movement of the Holy Spirit that thou art amongst us as we desire to truly come before thee, Lord, it's only these things that will make the difference. Oh, may the difference be made this day. May we feel it is indeed a time of the Lord's honour to dwell in his court here below today. Oh, do come, Lord. Come leaping over the mountains of despair, the hills of doubt, all these things that stand in the way. Drive the old enemy away, Lord, and enable us to have a sweet time around thy word. Oh, what a favour it is, Lord, that there's none that can lawfully prevent us from gathering together to meet in thy name. And we're thankful for that. But oh, we do pray, as our dear friend sought even just before the service, Lord, that there might be others that walk past this chapel, others in this village and in the surrounding villages that will yet have to come in, that, Lord, the Spirit will enforce them to come and hear the word. Oh, are there none of thy dead elect around and about? Lord, do work here and round and about the little hills of Zion. Lord, these are days when we see the numbers are falling in many respects. And yet, Lord, we are thankful that there are those signs still here and there where the Lord is truly working. We do thank thee, Lord, for one that has been brought to desire to put thee on as helped down at Gilead in Brighton. And we do pray, Lord, for help to be given to the pastor there in his new pastorate. We do beg and plead, Lord, for others that have been led recently, Lord, in that step. And, oh, we do pray, Lord, thou wilt continue to work amongst us. It may be a day of small things. It is a day of small things, Lord. But what a mercy, Lord, that we can still pray on, that it is a day of some things. It is a day where we still can see our signs. And yet, Lord, we've wandered so far from thee and do not deserve thy smile. But, Lord, do come. Do come, dear Jesus. And do remember the ministering servants this day. We will pray for our own dear pastor, Marcus Funnel, back at Staplehurst, that thou wilt equip him and help him and favour him and remember our dear people as they gather there this day, Lord. Bless them indeed and remember them. And some, Lord, that have come amongst us here today as well, bless them here. Lord, thou knowest, we do pray for each of thy servants. We plead that thou wilt be mindful of thy servant Gilbert Hyde in Australia. We pray for him, and as their day is over, may the word that has been sown this day, may the Lord there be something that will dwell in hearts, that will be used in accordance with thy holy will, that Lord, there may be some blessing and favour upon it, as he has spoken at Sydney, Lord, and the services relayed to Melbourne. We pray for the friends over there. We pray for, Lord, each one. And we pray for one in their probation, Lord, at Bodle Street. We pray for one recently sent out into the ministry, James Burgess. Do help him and go before him. We plead, Lord. We pray, Lord, thou wilt remember then thy servants across the globe, those that have been sent by thee, those that faithfully and fully preach the divine word of the Lord, do remember them this day. Remember thy people where they gather. May it be a true gospel day in Zion, a day of thine appearing, a day of thy favour. Oh Lord, hear our prayers, we beg of thee. And Lord, we do pray for the friends then in the different generations, the dear young friends. We pray for the Sunday school here. We pray for the children, Lord. Remember them. Remember them, whether they're educated at home or educated at the school, Lord. Be with them in their school life and help them, Lord. And perhaps sometimes there are those that rise up against them, Lord. Help them to pray their way along, even at young age. Oh, may they be helped in these things and helped in their studies. Remember the young friends, Lord, and be with them in their studies, Lord, whether that be at secondary school, whether it be at college or university, whether, Lord, it be for those as well, the early days of work. Whatever it is, Lord, we pray thou would hear and answer prayer on their behalf. But Lord, may they be praying souls. There may be none know it, or their parents may not know it, but they may be brought to pray, even over the daily tasks that they have, even over the things that are before them. Oh, maybe a young friend has something tomorrow, Lord. May they bring it to thee. They may never have prayed, but Lord, help them to pray. Oh, over these small things. Ah, oh, Lord, thou knowest what a mercy it is thou dost so often start with thy people with these small things so called in providence. And yet, Lord, what call we small things? Ah, sin's whole cancelled some. Yes, it's such a massive thing, and yet, Lord, and yet, it is in these small things that there is that leading to that huge, vital necessity of the saving of our souls. And help the young friends to say, pray over their souls too, Lord, we do beg. Remember them then, in whatever they are in. Guide and direct them, lead them on. Those in midlife, Lord, so often it is, and indeed in thy word, it is remarked upon as the heat and burden of the day. And indeed, Lord, that seems to summarise how that feels. Remember them in these things. Oh, that they might pour their matters before thee, spread them before thee, lay them out before thee. And Lord, thou wilt hear and answer prayer. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Oh, we beg and plead they will be helped and strengthened in these things. And then the dear older folk, Lord, remember them. Oh, we pray that as the grasshopper becomes a burden and the small things become such a challenge, as it were, naturally to them, even perhaps getting out of bed, Lord, we pray that thou wilt truly work in their hearts and help them to pray over these things, and to plead, Lord, that thou wilt prepare them and to make them ready for that great change that cannot be far off for the old. Oh, Lord, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit, and thy Spirit alone must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Grace, whether it's a 5-year-old, grace, whether it's a 100-year-old. Grant, Lord, those supplies of grace to us each. Oh, we do plead, Lord, make us ready. Prepare us, we pray. And, oh, Lord, thou knowest how much we need thee now. Do come. Do, Lord, touch our lips with that live coal from off the heavenly altar. Oh, a live coal. With a live coal, Lord, there be much done. There be much done by thee, not by this poor sinner. Oh, come, dear Jesus, equip us. Help us, help the dear friends, Lord. Oh, help them in hearing. What a need there is, Lord, in hearing. We do pray for them. Remember this church and people, Lord. We pray for the deacons, for sustaining grace, for help and support, for help with the hymns this day, for help continually in these things, the burdens he exercises, the concerns of these matters. Lord, go before them, that they will prove that their strength is in thee, and their strength is to sit still, and their strength is to watch, and their strength is to wait upon thee in prayer. And may the people hold them up, and may the people pray much for them, and for the church, and for leading in matters and concerns in these things. Thou knowest, Lord, all about this people and their needs. Bless them indeed. Send help now, Lord, we beg. Forgive the poverty, the weakness of our prayers. But, dear Lord, do come. We beg it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1111. Jesus, thou alone canst save, thou canst raise the dead to life. Thy reviving power I crave to decide this inward strife. 1111.
friends feeding to need so much of the help of the dear Lord, and we would ask your very prayerful attention on John's Gospel, chapter 11, the chapter that we read. Direct you to verse 21. I'll read the verse, friends, but I'll be honest, it's one word that's been upon my spirit. Verse 21, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now the word, friends, that's been upon my mind is a small word, if. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. What an exercise, what a burden, friends, to come before you with one word. Now, before I was sent out into the ministry, the Lord laid it upon my heart that one day in one chapel, in one place, and I knew not where, I would have to preach from the word if. And I actually felt in the period between seeking and speaking to our dear pastor and before we went before the church, that the first time I would preach at Staplehurst, that's how our mind goes, that's an if, friend, our thoughts, that I would have to speak from this word then. I've never been able to take it anywhere, friends. And 3 weeks ago, it was so laid upon me, that's the word for Swayze on the Sabbath morning, and I can't get away from it. If. And if our souls are sent to hell, says the hymn writer, his righteous law approves it well. That's a solemn if to start with, friends. And that's where we need to start. If we were sent to hell, we have to stand before God one day, each of us. The young may die, the old must die. But it's an if, isn't it? Unless we know the definite answer to that. If. May the Lord help us to open this up. The word if in the English language is a conjunction. Now, we're not here for a grammar lesson, I know, friends, but it's important to know that it joins two parts of a sentence. So something depends upon something else. If. If you do something, something else happens. We often say to our children, or have when they were young, if you're good, we will do something else. Now, friends, in our life, there are many ifs and there are many buts. Now, when we look on them, that's looking on it as a noun. It's a named thing. And it's from that angle that I felt it, friends, this morning. The if-onlys. If only the Lord had appeared earlier in this case. If only this had happened. If I hadn't gone in this way. Young people, you're, I hope, looking to the Lord for guidance and direction and leading. If, remember the Lord in all things, we question him. I call it a questioning if. And this is exactly what we've got from these godly women, friends. A questioning if. You know, verse 21, it's exactly the same, the words that Martha said, as the words of Mary further on in verse 32. She says this, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. They are both saying the same. Friends, what did we read at the beginning of this chapter? Jesus loved Martha and Lazarus and her sister. He loved them all. But what a sin there was in this sentence that they made, if thou hadst been here. In other words, a sin of assumption that had the Lord been there, he would have prevented Lazarus dying. He would have stopped it. How do they know that that was his divine holy will? And friends, look on your pathway. Look back, I hope you will, after this service and reflect. And look at the ifs and the buts. I don't know about you, but we go and look at our life sometimes and we think, if only this had happened. If only I hadn't had taken that step. If only this thing hadn't have worked out wrong for me in that way. If only. And then we blame the Lord, friends. Now, come on, let's be honest. We blame the Lord and we say, if, Lord, thou hadst come earlier in this case, I wouldn't have got into this trouble. If thou hadst heard my prayers earlier and answered them at a time that was suitable to me and in the way that I wanted it answered, friends, what sinners we are in these things. Yes, we talk about sin as open sin. We might think about thieving or adultery. Friends, they're very solemn sins. But sins of unbelief, sins of questioning God's holy sovereign will. Who rules in the world and in our life and in our souls and in our circumstances? Who is it, friends? Why? It's the Lord, isn't it, who rules over all. And yet, if, the questioning if, how solemn it is. And I don't know where you are. But maybe this week, I tell you what, friends, yesterday I had a questioning if in my own life. That's where I'm living. And oh, we need to take it to the Lord and to beg that he would forgive us for these weaknesses, for the lack of faith, for the lack of belief. Give me more faith, more solid faith, says the Lord, more confidence in thee. Oh, friends, that's what you and I need. May it be a prayer that we're often on our knees for more solid faith, that we don't have these questioning ifs. It might be in your soul matter. It might be that the Lord hasn't spoken to you for a long time and you're in such darkness. If, why is it, Lord? Why is it that you're questioning him for walking in that darksome path? And yet, friends, there is a time of light. There will be a time that he will appear again. Look back and see what he has done for you in the past, poor sinner. Look back over the way, all the way the Lord has brought you these 40 years, however many years it is in the wilderness, to try you and to prove you. And that's why you're in the darkness. Ah, but still the ifs come. Still the ifs and the buts. Yes, Mary sat still in the house, but later on when she appeared, she said exactly the same. You know, friends, I found this an encouragement. That despite our sins of unbelief, despite our distant walking from the God that we would love, that we would walk closer to, despite our distance, despite all these things, these sins, despite them, he loved Mary and Martha. He loved them and he was about to show them in his time. Friends, note it. He waited to show in his time that greater blessing, that more glorious work. We read that he heard, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. And friends, it's our ifs that doubt the glory of God in our circumstances and in our souls. It's the ifs in our mind that get in the way. They do. Ifs, buts, whys, wherefores, the questioning of God's holy, sovereign will. Maybe there's one. You come in today and you say, and must it, Lord, be so? And must it, Lord, be so? Oh, what a lovely hymn that is. And you know, the Lord will bring it out of us into those pathways. And must thy children bear such various kinds of woe, such soul-perplexing fear? Are these the blessings we expect? Is this the lot of God's elect? Yes. Well, what a favour, it goes on. How hard soe'er the way, dear Saviour, still leave on. And that's what we desire, that the Lord would lead us and show us, even as he showed later in this chapter, just how powerful and mighty he was. Lazarus, come forth. But they both said the same things. If thou hadst been here. Oh, what an if. What an if, friends. I wonder what the ifs are that you've been pondering recently in your own life, in your own soul's experience. Ah, one word, one little word, one big word, friends. Oh, it's one of the simplest words, isn't it? But what do we know of it spiritually? Oh, friends, you know, we're an if sinner. We're an if sinner if the Lord shows us a little of our sins. Oh, you know, you might say, well, there's not much of the gospel in that word, if. Well, if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. Oh, there's an if, in, there's a salvation in this word, if only the Lord would reveal it to us. Oh, it might only be two letters, friends, but if the Lord is in it and he shows us how it is, that it's his holy will to save a people, and if he shows us that we're amongst them, friends, it'll break us down. You know, we see so much of the Lord's love in this chapter, don't we? We had to stop. I had to stop, friends, a little after that verse. It so touched my heart. Jesus wept. You see, we just read it. We just read it. But oh, the effects of it on our soul and heart to realise just how much he loved him. Jesus, the man Jesus, sent to save his people from their sins. And he was weeping, friends. He showed that emotion. We know he wept over Jerusalem. We read that later on. He wept over Jerusalem. But he wept over a man who he loved. And that's the love, the tender, loving care of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wept. He bled. He died for me. What more, my friends, could Jesus do? What more could he do? If. Now, friends, another if. Temptation. You know, the Lord was tempted of the devil. And each of us, if we go into heaven, will know something of this if of temptation. We read, I think, in Matthew. Then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness. And, you know, he'd fasted for 40 days. We can't begin to imagine the hunger that was upon him. And this is what the tempter said to him. If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. What a temptation to a hungry man naturally. He answered and said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone. And then again he takes him into the holy city. And he says, and to the pinnacle of the temple, the great height. And he said, if, oh, the ifs, when the Lord tempts you. If you do this thing, young person, older person, middle-aged, if you do this, if you go and follow that and do this, you'll be all right. Just this once. If. The if of temptation. Oh yes, you go and try it just once. Try it with your friends just once. Oh friends, may you be given strength. May you be given power to say, get thee behind me, Satan. Even as a young person, to be able to say, well no, actually, perhaps I won't come with you and do that this time. Always to be nice, even to those that we have to say these things to. Friends, I don't know what it is, but I know this, that the enemy is not far away from the Lord's people. In fact, where the Lord's blessing is, the enemy's right behind it because he wants to destroy it. He's a destroying angel. And he's determined to destroy what he can. And he goes after the Lord's people and he knows where they are and he knows when they're in dark paths and he knows when they're troubled and he knows when in their own mind they're going through the doubts and the ifs and the buts that we've been talking of. He knows And here, make those situations worse, friends. Look what he did to the dear Lord Jesus, who was able and strengthened to withstand him. And he said to him a third time, all these things will I give to thee. Everything in the world, the devil said, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. You could call it the three ifs of temptation to the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, there's going to be many more ifs of temptation to you and I. We need to pray to be kept, you know. We need to pray to be upheld, to be supported continually, because we meet with this enemy day after day after day. As I say, the ifs of temptation. Oh, you know, one of our hymns, I think, touches on this a little, if I can but find it. The ifs of temptation. Ah, yes. If thou art the Son of God. Oh, what an if was there. These stones here, speak them into food and make that sonship clear. That impious, if he thus at God incarnate through, no wonder if he cast at us and make us feel it too. Friends, I would that you and I might be enabled to pray continually, that we might have grace to withstand the wiles of the devil. And you know, friends, he's getting more clever. Young friends, watch over your mobile phones and these devices and the computers and the laptops and these things, that these devices of hand that take over our lives. They control us. Friends, middle-aged as well, you know, I can only speak as it comes straight into my mind. These things can be a snare. They can be used of the enemy to make us come further from the Lord that we would love. And they can attract us away. Friends, I have to speak. I know it's 21st century, but the Lord knows these things. And he knows they have a good use. And the enemy will use them to his dreadful way. Be watchful. Be careful. Pray that the Lord would help you in these things. May I pray it too, friends. When I mention it to you, I'm talking to me, to myself as well. Oh, how solemn then. The ifs of temptation. But you know, a Saviour's love. We would preach Jesus. We must preach Jesus, friends. And how wonderful it is that the Lord is able to overcome all the ifs and the doubts and the fears. He can be seen, you know. You know, William Cowper, we love William Cowper's hymns, don't we? You know, one of them's that very desire, oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light that shines upon the road that leads us to the Lamb. That, if that's our true desire, we want to come away, won't we, from some of these carnal things, these ifs that we talked about, to walk more closely with God, to be a closer follower of him. Well, dear William Cowper, he wrote that. A number of other hymns, as we know, and indeed he was recognised as quite a poet, as you know. That dear man suffered, and you'll be well aware, that several different episodes of real mental health issues in his life. And in his late 20s, he was put at that stage in a mental asylum, and there he is in this mental asylum. And at that stage, friends, he didn't really know the Lord Jesus. He had a godly doctor. He left the Bible on the side, friends. And you know, it was on this chapter. And when William Cowper read of Lazarus being raised up, oh, you know, it brought him into a feeling that the Lord would bless him and favour him. And he did, friends. But although he was in a dark place, you know, and I thought this, if the Lord had not worked in that man's heart, he was a sinner, like you and I, but if he'd not enabled him to write those lovely hymns, how many souls have been blessed through those hymns. That was one of the ifs of God's love, friends. One of the ifs in which the Lord evidences his power working in sinful man to use him for God's work. But also, you know, that man, before he went into that mental asylum, three times tried to commit suicide. Ah, the enemy could not win. The if, as it were, there was that the Lord would not allow that to happen. You know, once his hands were so twisted and difficult one evening when he tried to open the pot of poison, he couldn't open it. The next time he tried it, the noose that he put around his neck broke, and although he was unconscious, they found him, and the Lord saw that he did not destroy himself. Oh, friends, we need keeping the if of temptation, the if of our sins, as it were, rising against us, even in those things, and the enemy trying to win the day. Rejoice not, you know, friends. About 11 o'clock last night, as I went to my bed, it felt like this, that everywhere the enemy was shouting at me, friends. I don't believe he wanted me to come with his word this morning. I tell you, I can honestly say it from my heart. He didn't want me to come with his word. And neither, if the truth be known, did I. But you know, it was so sweet when that word came into my mind. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, then I shall arise. And maybe it's a word you need today, friends. Maybe you've come in so tempted, so tried, so tossed about with your own feelings and the feelings of the enemy, the if. But friends, remember this, God is above all the ifs of doubts and fears. God is stronger than it all. The Lord Jesus will come. He will come walking upon the water. Yes, the boat may be in toiling and rowing. It may be tossed up and down. It might be on the top of the wave one minute and in the depths the next. Oh, you'll know it. You'll know what it is to live in Psalm 107. Their soul was melted because of trouble. Then they cried unto the Lord their God, and he saved them. Friends, not out of one distress, not out of two, out of all of their distresses. Got some distresses this morning, have you? Brought them into Swayze Chapel. Ah, friends, these distresses are made worse, aren't they, by the ifs and the buts of our own doubts and fears. But oh, to lay them at his feet, to beg, dear Lord, do come to me in all my distresses. Do come over the ifs and the buts. Do show me that thou wilt yet appear. Yes, the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it will surely come. The gospel, the love of the Lord Jesus. You know, there's a most beautiful if. In my Father's house are many mansions. The other day, friends, this word came to me. I was pondering this word if, and it came to me when I was at work. I work in a mansion. I work in a school, but in the building that we have is a big mansion built in 1766. Beautiful mansion. And actually, some of the forerunners of the people that lived there when it was a mansion house formed Jireh Chapel, Tenterden, interestingly, and would have been amongst the forerunners of our little denomination. And I thought in that mansion that it had been a place of prayer. And I hope, friends, if I'm honest, I've got my few corners. And I hope you've got your corners, young friends at work, older friends at home, wherever it is, in the office, in the workplace, wherever it is, you've got your corners where you can go and have a little word of prayer. I hope you do. I hope you do. You know, we know Daniel opened up morning windows towards Jerusalem and would pray morning, midday and night. But I hope, friends, between those hours that you're led to those little corners of prayer at school, at work, wherever it is at home. Friends, there's no limit to where the Lord can appear. Well, I was in that mansion and I thought, this lovely mansion. Ah, but the Lord broke in with that word. In my Father's house are many mansions. Not just one, like this wonderful building. Many. But this was the if, friends. This if shows the mercy and love of the Lord Jesus to his people, those whom he would and must save. If it were not so, I would have told you. If it were not so, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. So those of you in darkness, those of you in despair, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there may ye be also. Ah, friends, what an if is that? That he has provided that place, but he would have told his people. He would have told them if there was no place. What a sanctuary is Jesus. What a place of abode, as it were, as a sanctuary in this life, but a sanctuary to come. Oh, friends, what do we know of heaven? So little, do we? So little. We do need the Lord to open these things up. But you know, it's been a burden to me, but you know, one of the ifs that's been upon my mind was the four leprous men at the gates. Oh, friends, it is a burden. We do not well. We do not well. You know the case, friends. We do not well. Today is a day of good tidings, and we keep our peace. Now, therefore, come that we may go and tell the king's household, it says. But there's an if in there. It says, if we tarry till the morning. I don't know whether this is a word for a poor soul here. If we tarry till the morning, some mischief will come upon us. Now, therefore, come that we may go and tell the king's household. Friends, you know where it is. What an if. And if we tarry, some evil will come upon us. Solemn, isn't it, friends? When the Lord's time is right, we must do that which he has directed us in. Friends, it's such a burden to me. Is there one poor soul here that's exercised about the ministry? I can't tell you, friends, that the Lord seemed to lay upon me yesterday as I pondered these things, the very exercise, and you've come up, you say this in your mind, if this is an exercise, and it may not be that, it may be something else, but if I've got an exercise, whatever the exercise is, if it is so, Lord, that if, confirm it today. Confirm it today. We've known what it is, friends. You know, it so was with me in May 2017 that I went to the house of Staple of God at Staplehurst on a Wednesday evening, and I I was in a turmoil, but Lord, I need to know tonight. Please tell me tonight what thy will is. And you know, the servant of God came. And he preached from three words. Preach the word. And we can't, friends. And we can't. And it may be your exercises in something different. But whatever it is, as I say, if we tarry, what will come upon us? Friends, I can only speak as feel moved to speak. And can't even find the word in the Bible. That's how pathetic we feel to be. But the words pour into our mind. We must pour them out. We can't do anything else. I do hope that you will note that, friends. The servants of God, as they stand, they feel to be completely empty. But if the Lord pours in, it's only by prayer. In the pew is the power in the pulpit. Well, you know. Oh, may it be in those things that you prove, the exercise of the Lord. And it may be that you say, like Jeremiah, I am but a child. I cannot speak. Well, the Lord spoke to Jeremiah and said he would give him strength. He would give him that which to speak in the hour of need. Oh, may the Lord do so to any that might be exercised in such ways. But you know, we come back to the spiritual side of this thing, of this if. And we read in Chronicles that the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. And he heard his prayer. But he said this, and friends, this is the gospel in its completeness. If, and here's the word at the beginning that we're trying so weakly to preach from, but if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, some of the things we've been touching on, friends, and seek my face, if my people do those things, turn from their wicked ways. We've touched upon the way that we are, just a little, but we, you know, our wicked ways. Oh, friends, you know, our friend in prayer touched on sinners being made alive by the Lord, and oh, the wickedness of our hearts, the dungeon of our hearts. Yes, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. Will forgive their sin. This was a time when the temple was just been built in Solomon's reign. And the Lord said that, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Oh, friends, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due course. And this is it, friends. This will get rid of all the ifs. They'll all be gone. Cast in all your care upon him, spiritual care, soul care, providential care, exercise care, all of it, cast in all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Jesus wept. What care, what love, friends, what mercy, what favour, he careth for you. You know that your ifs are gone if you truly cast your burdens. They'll all be gone. But he loves his people despite their sins. He loved Mary and Martha, friends. Oh, you know, it's wonderful to me. I've always felt to be much more of a Martha, careful and troubled about the many things. Mary was sat there at the feet of Jesus. We know that when we read that elsewhere in God's word, don't we? Have I got some Marthas here this morning? As well as the Marys, have we got some Marthas, careful, troubled about many, many things? Oh, lay them at his feet then, dear friend. Pray that you might be helped. Don't forget this, friends. Mary loved Martha as well as, the Lord loved Martha as well as Mary. Oh, his loving kindness. Oh, how great. Oh, how rich. Oh, how free. It'll overcome these ifs and buts, friends. It really will. Oh, friends, but the appearing of God. I do hope that you will go home and ponder this little word if in your life. If the Lord had not appeared, let us look at it in a positive sense. If the Lord had not led me in that way, I might have done this all wrong and destroyed myself. If his perfect way had not been with me, if he had not led me through that difficulty, if I'd not had to go through the deep waters, if he'd not taught me to know a little of my sinnership, I would never have come to him. Look at the positive ifs that the Lord has done, sinner. Look on and record back as you go through your life. Oh, I would that you would ponder it. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And friends, that's what you and I need to do as we go home this afternoon, to think about the ifs in our spiritual experience and our providential experience, to see the interwining and the interwoven of both those things and the impacts upon us, if it had not been so. Yes, oh, I would that the Lord would reveal these things, help us to consider. You know, having a religion, listening to the gospel, is not just in Swayze Chapel, friends. It's at home. It's pondering over these things. It's praying over them. It's having a burden over them. It's being concerned consistently over them. Oh, I would that we each knew more of that. I really would. But those of you, perhaps you've got things against you, people against you, problems against you. What did the psalmist say? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they'd swallowed us up quick. Ah, but the Lord was on our side. The Lord is with us. The Lord will hold us up. Yes, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. There. He's there in the darkness. You say, really? In the dark place that I'm in now, where the ifs and buts are overflowing me, he's really there? Friends, the Lord is everywhere. He is in all places. What did Hagar have to say? Thou, God, seest me. Everywhere, friends. There's no part of the sea, of the earth, of the world, of the mountains where the Lord is not seeing, where his eye is not upon those of us, each. In fact, his eye is upon all 6.5 billion people that live in the world. But his eyes are particularly upon those that are precious to him. Are you precious to him, sinner? Am I? Oh, I do hope that we are. What a thing it is. You know, our friend's hymn, I found this quite helpful. I say quite, friends. Very helpful. Fierce, impetuous, over my head, billows of temptation roll, sorrows rise and joys are fled. Darkness, that's what we've been speaking about. Darkness veils my shipwrecked soul. Midst the waves, oh, bear me up. In thy strength alone I stand. Oh, friends, it's good hymn. Chosen of the Lord. Oh, continue to pray for your deacons, you know, in the choice of the hymns. We know that the Lord can work in these things. It was an encouragement to me when I felt having to come and talk a little about these temptations that we suffer and these troubles. Well, friends, a wonderful word, isn't it? If we could look at it in a positive sense, if we can see the gospel, if we can say this, if Jesus died for me, all is well, all is settled, all is settled. Oh, that he would show us that he hung, he suffered there. You know, it comes to me, there's another if. If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us, says one of the thieves that were crucified with him. If thou be the Christ, have you said that to the Lord? If you're God, why are you not doing this thing for me? Why are you not finding a way out for me in this particular matter? Oh, you say, no, I wouldn't say that. Would you not, friends? I have. Oh, what a sin it is. What a sin it is. The ifs of not falling under God's immutable, holy, divine, sovereign will. Oh, friends, you know, we don't. We're such wicked creatures that we don't fall under his will. Oh, pray that you might be helped to do so. You know, but that faith, that wasn't the one that went to glory, was it? It was the other one. If thou be the Christ, doubting him, and we doubt the Lord, we doubt his presence, and the enemy helps us. Oh, that temptation that we've touched on. May we ponder over that as well, friends. But, you know, there's some lovely ifs. The leper came and he said, if thou wilt, maybe I've got one that feels like that. I don't know what to do. I do feel a sinner. Oh, come to Jesus, friends. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Oh, pray that it might be the Lord's will to cleanse you, that you might be numbered with the elect, with the numbered may I be now and through eternity. Oh, blessed Jesus, that you might be able to see that he's washed all your sins away, those sins of doubt and fear amongst the other ones that we just very briefly touched on. Yes, the many, many, many sins and iniquities we have. But as I do say also, friends, those things are before you. You know, I thought of the free Hebrew children. By standing by their faith and the God that they had been brought up to serve, and they knew the Lord Jesus, they would not follow the rule of the king. And this is what they said: if it be so, there's the if they had, friends. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Well, I felt this, friends. If it be so, our God is able to deliver us from the fires of hell. Oh, yes, it's a providential word for these people, but it's a one in grace, friends. Our God is able. Is thy God able? Later on in Daniel, when the king there spoke to Daniel, and you young friends will know that, with the lion's mouths were shut. Maybe you need a lion's mouth shut that's against you. Well, we quoted it: if it had not been, the Lord was on our side. But oh, what a mercy it was here. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. Ah, the Lord is a delivering God and will deliver his people. And he will deliver them from their sins. He will, friends. Oh, you know, it's a wonderful thing that there are those mansions. It's a wonderful thing that the Lord has made a provision through his dear Son. If it were not so, we would have no hope. If it were not so that there was a gospel, that the Lord Jesus rose again, that the Lord Jesus rose again the third day. If it were not so, friends, there would be no hope for us. There would be no point in sitting in Swavesey Chapel this morning. If it were not so that the Lord gave himself for those that should be his. If it were not so that his precious blood flowed to assuage all the sins of his people. If it were not so, friends, you could never get to heaven. None of us would. But as it is, there is a hope. We will continue to be prisoners of hope. That lovely word, prisoners of hope. If the Lord, because the Lord has shed his blood upon the tree. Oh, friends, you know, the ifs are the positive ifs. So many, you know, that we could go, if the Lord gave us ability, we could preach many a sermon on the blessed ifs of salvation, the ifs of his gift of grace, the ifs of the work and why it should be that in that some of the wretches that he takes the vilest of this world, the if that he should go through Samaria and find a woman who was absolutely dreadful in her sins, the if that he should find her, that she should go and tell all those. Notice, friends, she didn't keep quiet. You'll remember what we said a little earlier, we felt. The time to speak and not to be silent. There is a time to speak. But she went and told, come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Lord? Oh, friends, all these ifs, the positive ifs of the gospel, the positive ifs that turn around from the temptation ones, from the doubting ones, all in that little word. Oh, friends, I do hope you don't feel we've been too dramatic about this word. It's a word of love and favour. It's a word that sets forth God's might. It's a word that in every way shows that God is upon the throne and that we are poor, weak, lost, feeble sinners. Friends, ponder your ifs. Ponder his ifs. And oh, I would that you would pray over it. And may the Lord forgive anything this poor sinner has said that's amiss. That's wrong. We seek it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £730, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, our friend Mr. Seymour will address the Sunday school this afternoon. Mr. Chapman is expected to preach on Friday evening, and Mr. Jonathan Buss next Lord's Day. And next Lord's Day there will be a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock. And also next Lord's Day there will be a collection for the local TBS auxiliary. And our friends at Oakington hold a TBS meeting on Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 247. O Lord, I would delight in Thee, and on Thy care depend. To Thee in every trouble flee, my best, my only friend. 247.
dear Lord, do forgive anything thy pure holy eyes have seen amiss, and do follow the word with thy blessing and favour, we do beg. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.